Hi everyone, this is Martin with another local feature from the village of Nimbin, Australia, the capital of the future of live outside mainstream societies of the world. People here call Nimbin nearly normal, if you know what I mean. It is not the only place of social experiments, but it is certainly one of the more naturally preserved environments where the population has the opportunity to go sustainable everything, and healing of the earth can take place. Reconciliation with our Aboriginal people already has taken place, while the rest of the country is struggling for even the most basic rights. Migrants are welcome here. Everywhere else I see massive discrimination disregarding human rights. And generally, it stands out from most of the rest of Australia as being walking the talk of so many people demanding change for the sake of healing planet Earth. This podcast contains some current street scene recording and some music from local artists. Please visit the webpage at radio4all.net for the credits and information. Welcome to Kaput Radio and Nimbin Live.
So, Nim FM.
That's right, 102.3 Community Radio. Great.
Really great, great.
Tell the listener the name.
Oh,
the
that's a cover of Carole King, yeah. Feel the Earth Move.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was one of my favourite songs.
So you're at work here in Nimbin now.
Yeah, busking in Nimbin.
Employment
yet? Yeah, it's where I get most of my money from busking.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Lovely, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, thank you.
Well, we might record a bit more if you,
yeah,
go,
sure.
If you want to go on.
Yeah, sure, no, absolutely.
Just got to sit down.
Yeah, sit down, that's fine, yeah.
So pretty lady. She cried out to me, hey, why not ask for some more? Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way.
And that's Bird on a Wire.
That's a peak hour in peak traffic jam.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that 25 years ago when I came in?
Absolutely. Yeah, it seems really noisy this time of the afternoon too.
You're working on your Nimbin or going around places?
No, I'm Byron as well.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit here, a little bit there because I travel around. Yeah, so right. Basically I've busked in some pretty interesting places as well as some...
And have you been to these recent protests here?
Yeah, I was at Bentley for 2 months actually.
You've been there?
Yeah, I was at Bentley.
Can you tell the listener a little bit about your personal impression of it?
Of Bentley?
It's very much wanted, yeah. News
yeah.
About
oh, absolutely. Oh, well, I was at Bentley for almost 2 months, and I lived there for the duration of it, and I saw, like, I don't know, for me it was amazing seeing so many people come together, like, finally connecting on something, like, are people disagreeing, forgetting what we're...
Special energy.
Yeah, you're forgetting, you know, we're trying to put aside what we disagree on and remember what we agreed on, which is what Bentley was all about, which was, you know, and it had a revolutionary vibe to it. It was like, you know, it was palpable. If you spend enough time out there and got to know, there's like a whole, you know, it felt like all these tribes coming together from all over the world, it seemed, and it was massive, and we all came together to fight for something. Well, we weren't really fighting, really. That was the thing, is that, like, my impression of Bentley was a whole lot of love. Oh, really, like, a lot of music, and, you know, it was all about the light, really. No, it was really, really amazing thing to be part of, to see...
It's not over yet.
Yeah, it's not over. Yeah. You know, I'm, like, struggling to think, because I'm still processing Bentley, so I'm still trying to, like, make...
Would you go again if it was needed?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, out at Bentley, yeah, if something happened. Like, I know Metgasco are fighting the suspension and stuff at the moment. I mean, I live locally, like, in Nimbin, so although I'm transient, so if something had happened in Bentley, I'd be there in a second.
Anywhere, yeah.
I'd be there in a second because I feel so connected to that place now. Like, yeah, it was amazing. And I would go anywhere. Like, I've already been out to Wudumbong up at the forest, the Donaldson State Forest up there. I've been out to Wudumbong since Bentley's ended as well. Continuing the protection.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It's like it felt very revolution, like you're part of a revolution out at Bentley.
You have had other protests in the past you went to?
Yeah.
You could make a comparison here.
Yeah, this one was just massive.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like
the size,
so many people.
The size
of it was just massive. And like, in terms of like, you're sitting, like, I was like often sitting at the gate. I was at Gate C, which was really tiny, like, little known gate, which was like, we had a really cool crew that looked after that gate. And many people didn't make it down there, but like, you're sitting by the fire in the rain in the middle of the night, and like, some person's gotten out of bed and they live locally, and they're like, I brought blankets for you, and I brought food for you, and I brought this for you, and you just go, wow. So it was like, in terms of like, frontline direct, they've got the frontline direct action, which was the Bentley blockade, but then you've got people having direct action from their homes, calling up, writing letters, and I mean, that really had an impact. And also just like, coming, if they couldn't go out there and spend the time, like some of us have the time to go out there and live at the blockade, I guess. Other people who don't have that time, loosely time, like, you know, they donated in other ways, they worked in other ways, they did the direct action from wherever they could. There was a lot of healing there, like, in terms of that kind of thing. People coming together and just healing that.
You're a younger generation than me, obviously.
Yeah.
What's your idea about the planet going into a big die-off and the species dying every day now?
Yeah.
Sort of a big transformation on the way, isn't it?
A massive transformation.
Yeah.
And change is often very confronting and shocking for people. And it's like, basically... You know, we are being the change we want to see in the world now.
Yeah.
So we're like proactively trying to do that. What was the question
young girl,
again?
A 10-year-old.
Oh, Holly. Like, yeah, she was awesome.
Holly,
yeah, she was beautiful. Hey, she was gorgeous little girl.
I mean, for her, it's really relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, for me too, that's why like, I like travel around playing my music, trying to like get out there. Like,
did you make music?
I did. I made music at Bentley, and I made I made art as well, like draw paintings and stuff as well. For me, it was actually a really creative time. I was like working constantly, but it was actually a really creative time as well, mainly because it was so inspiring. Because for me, wanting as a young person, wanting so much for there to be change and transformation and yearning for it myself, you know, like to see people come together, the collective come together and to start to do that was very inspiring. I've been yearning for this to be part of something as big as Bentley, something like Bentley for a while. Little did I know it was going to be like it when I joined up though. Yeah, well, this is the thing. I mean, like real change will be, we'll know that there's real, like massive change when like Met Gasco and stuff. You're like, I remember thinking, man, I can't wait for the right police to show up because I just want to make them cry. That's not even really the right place. It's more Met Gasco. You've got to make the Met Gasco people cry because then you'll know that they're actually...
Well, they have children.
Realise. They have children. They've got everything, yeah.
Just assume one issue.
Yeah.
Famine and disease coming with the destruction of all the life and the planet. It will diminish the ability to fend off disease.
Yeah.
Now, disease doesn't stop at a rich man's door. You know?
No,
no. No discrimination whether you're rich or
does
poor.
It
will affect us all, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope these thoughts creep up within the CEO boards of the company.
Absolutely. We don't need it. It's irrelevant.
I try.
Yeah, well, I do too. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I figure I can't just be like blah, blah, blah and not do it any of it. My life every day is practicing, like, literally
the
what
walking,
I...
Walking
it. Like, otherwise it's just...
Thing.
You know, which is, you know, and I think what Bentley was a real big calling out of a reconnection with... You know, the sacred within all creation as well. That kind of like that, it really like, you know.
Spiritual, definitely.
There's definitely a spiritual calling for like reconnection with the land, you know, welcoming back to land and reconnection with the sacred within all creation and, you know, that whole thing. Being so disconnect, like being disconnected from the land is over now. We can come back to country. Yeah.
And we're just a small place and it's all over the world. The
exactly.
Problem. The shale oil and shale gas in the
absolutely.
UK, and it's in Africa, it's
America,
it's in Canada.
It's everywhere.
It's terrible, you know, that nobody's asking, why do we have to have this? Is this really necessary? These are the questions I try to push.
Absolutely. Plant those seeds. You got to plant those seeds. Absolutely.
What's your name?
Gemma.
Thank you very much, Gemma, for your contributions. It's even better than the music, I must say. People love the statements because overseas people have no clue what we're doing.
Yeah, here. Well, it's massive.
Even in Melbourne, like, people didn't know about this.
Yeah. It's massive. I'm almost. I'm still processing because it's been so massive, and it's been beautiful. Yeah, I will. I am trying.
Idea.
Yeah, I need to. I figure I can communicate things much better through song than through.
Well, it's
you know,
a good, it's a good. Plane
it's a good medium. Yeah, it's a
thank
really good medium. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Walking down the street, I feel like crashing. Everybody's moving, all their eyes are flashing. Do you think that this could be the time in the world behind the Panama, where everybody's really feeling fine? I thought like that would really blow my mind.
I recently recorded that in the street. But stay tuned for Street Scene by the local band Manifest.
I was walking uptown in my usual way, minding my own business when I heard Emma say, would you like some cookies, would you like some hash? Try a little sprinkle, that'll give you some dash. It's a street scene. There ain't no in-between. It's looking real mean. Yeah, that's the street scene. Adam's looking dangerous and Johnny's looking black. Pisces moon arising, it's a well-known fact. Gonna be big trouble when the moon's like that. Windows get broken and blood will spill. Luke's had too many and Troy has too. On days like that you don't know what they'll do. With a gut full of bourbon and a handful of pills, fresh out of jail and looking for some thrills. It's a street scene. There ain't no in-between. It's looking real mean.
yeah, that's a strange scene. The new boys in the late way are acting just the same, looking so much younger but already know the game. Taking on the punters, doing all the deals, friendly if you know them, watch out if you don't. It's a strange scene. There ain't no in between. It's looking real mean. Yeah, that's a strange scene. If the boogeyman don't get you, then the police will. If the boogeyman don't get you, then the police will. If the boogeyman don't get you, then the police will. If the boogeyman don't get you, then the police will.
When I spoke of racial reconciliation, many will dispute that claim, but as a matter of fact, local Bundjalung people have opened their hearts to us and reconciled with the wider community in many ways. They are respected here and are sharing their wisdom with us all on many occasions. Here is an artist from the younger generation of local Aboriginals. Please enjoy Trial by Fire, made by Kaliba.
I can see those angels want to rescue me.
Up on Echo Hilltop, and right from the start there was no love lost. I don't remember my folks being together. They went separate ways cause I guess they were fed up. Sent me back and forth like a ping pong ball, never quite sure what to draw from it all. Deep doubts filled me from instability, but to survive I derived versatility. Mom was out the back whacking up smack with my stepdad who had big black tracks the size of 5 cents. Life was a mess, living with age fiends trapped in fake claims. They both tried but only mom stayed clean and still kept us living in a difficult predicament. I used to beg her to cut off the dead weight, get your bent head straight, then we can levitate.
I've learned to survive.
The system, living like a jackal in the marijuana capital, rolling like a boulder with a brick on my shoulder, hanging with my bros, Luke Rudd and OG, roaming the zone with kids of drug dealers. We puffed skunk and got so drunk, wicked little monks who love to run amok, ducking from the pigs who lusted to bust off, cuff us, thrust us, they couldn't touch us. We made a team of drug running thugs, coming from the tunnels, jungle for the funds. On the main street there was man competition, but no patience, deep desperation. For these years we made it with jaded eyes on the prize, never severing ties. Eyes on the prize, never severing ties. Eyes on the prize, never severing ties. Even though it kills me, I give my best till the day I'm laid in the hills to rest. Life is a shit fight filled with stress, but don't just forget the real are blessed. We move it up north, across the state border, to find peace of mind. In life I see the signs, have to read them right. My fire ignites to heat up the freedom fight. Trying to sleep at night, and trying to get my life on an elevated level, and ignore the call from the beckoning devils. Suddenly your fate rushed up and touched us, when those sus fucks done my brother up. Must have been scared to get it on one-on-one, so they had to come when my bro wasn't ready. Attack him with a baseball bat and a machete. Try to make Roddy inside, beg for their life, sticking a gun to their face, tripping the wickedest act on. But when the fuckers left, it was without satisfaction. Sticking a gun to their face, tripping the wickedest act on. But when the fuckers left, it was without satisfaction.
I can see those angels want to rescue.
Through the dark side of this life to find insight, finally shine light with the rhymes I write. Struggling eventually led me to destiny, healing my ills with the real rap remedy. Steadily build up excel my skills as an artist. Realized I'd rather be the smartest, not the hardest. By the time my little girl was born, I know that I could take this world by storm. Cause I learned to convert worthless to purpose. Digging down deep, searching for the serpent. Turning my pain into passion, rapping. Conquering the obstacles with a philosophical outlook. Old gifts from the devil. Right about now I got the crowd hooked. Even though it kills me, I give my best. Till the day I'm laid in the hills to rest. Life is a shit fight filled with stress. But don't just forget, the real are blessed. Even though it kills me, I give my best. Till the day I'm laid in the hills to rest. Life is a shit fight filled with stress. But don't just forget, the real are blessed.
And finally, let me introduce another local artist, Iman Dan, with his song Heart, Head and Hands.
I am a king, cause I can see the sunshine has risen, Jah is living in me. Was born to walk so freely upon the earth and cross this sea. So making a bright today, the earth for we to be. Your heart, head and your hands in a unity. We're never gonna let no tricky spirit control we. We're never gonna let no tricky spirit control we. We're never gonna let no tricky spirit control we. For we read between the lines and we can see about your wicked designs for humanity. We know and understand that such vanity can never escape the earth, the air, the fire, land and sea. North, east, west and south, within, without me. Above and below, so Jah will it to be, so Jah will it to be now. Hearts and hands in unity, join us together, make we all be free. Hearts and hands in unity, join us together, make we all be free.
I hope you enjoyed the very local edition of Kaput Radio. As mentioned earlier, visit the page of this show at radioforall.net for the details of the presented artists. The intro and outro music is from Robin Francis, instigator of Junbang Gardens, a permaculture teaching place existing for over 20 years. My name is Martin, and you may catch me again with more Kaput Radio from Nimbin, Australia, one very special place. Thank you.
morning, the Nimbin crew.
Yay! Hooray!
Should be a good morning.
Yes, very good morning.